You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, B&B fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I have got your weekly prediction edition. I've got some really exciting stuff. Predictions for Sheila Carter, for Liam, Ivy, and Steffi, for Thomas and Hope, for Luna, and for Lee Finnegan and Sheila Carter. I'm excited to unpack these for you. Usually, our predictions are based on the weekly spoilers ahead, but Bold the Beautiful is being very stingy. They still haven't given us the weekly spoilers, but these are all based on recent episode activity and things that we know are coming. So still all very plausible, and I'm excited to present these to you. If you haven't, please reach down, click subscribe, and now let's jump right in. So my first prediction, I feel like once Sheila Carter is found, she has to be rushed to the hospital. I think it's going to be a life and death thing where her very existence hangs in the brink. So on Friday's episode, at the very end, we saw that trashed, dank room, that dirty mattress, some scraps and wrappers lying around what looked like a packing blanket from U-Haul, and a hand with chipped nail polish completely and totally still sticking out from under the edge of a blanket. I think it would be better if they had shown us nine toes, just my production note for that. And then the weekly promo has Deacon and Finn busting into some dark place with like their phone flashlights looking around for her. So yeah, I feel like Sheila is going to be in bad shape. It's been 2 months since Sugar locked her away. Sugar never planned to be gone for that long. I feel like she may have left some supplies there just in case it took her a little longer, but probably not enough. Sheila may be dehydrated, malnutrition, starving to death, all that good stuff. And her being found in a life or death situation, I feel like is going to soften Finn's heart, going to cause big problems for him and Steffi. I'm very excited to see this all unfold. All right, our second prediction. I think Liam Spencer is going to use Ivy Forrester against Steffi Forrester. So in the weekly promo, there was Ivy having lunch with Liam at Il Giardino, talking about how much she's thought about him. And then she reaches over and kisses him. He kisses her back. Steffi walks into Il Giardino. She's looking very PO'd, that cocked eyebrow of hers. If you don't know the history of these three, oh my goodness, so volatile. Ivy and Steffi have fought over Liam as hard as Steffi has fought Hope over him. Ivy is more aggressive than Hope is, though. So Ivy is a real concern. Of course, Steffi should have no interest in Liam. She should not care whose face he's sucking. But the thing is, Steffi's marriage by the end of this week is going to be rockier because of the whole Sheila being found thing and Finn and him not being able to fight his feelings for his birth mother. I feel like Steffi's going to look to Liam for comfort. And Liam has got Ivy there, and he knows how jealous in the past Steffi has gotten about Ivy. I feel like that Liam wants Steffi. He wants Steffi more than anybody. And I feel like if he gets a glimmer of Steffi being jealous about Ivy's return, then he might use Ivy's presence to try and bring Steffi in closer to him. I could totally see that happening. You know how manipulative Liam can be. My third prediction, Thomas Forster is back and plays hard to get. And again, we have no weekly spoilers yet. Thank you so much, CBS Daytime. And so we're not sure if Thomas is back next week or the following week. Clearly, he's going to be back soon. He's not off the show for good. But with Ivy definitely not part of his return storyline, I wonder if Thomas comes back to LA but is playing it cool with Hope. You know, to where if she wants to be with him, she's got to do the work. I think that was the whole thing, is their relationship was so asymmetrical. Everything was about what she wanted. Every little thing that she wanted, he made happen. Anything she had a concern about, he took care of for her. She had all all the power in that relationship. And now that she has realized that she loves him and is very upset that he's gone, I think when he comes back, he may make her work for it. I think that's a very smart approach, is to make her come to him. That way he's not the one chasing her all the time. I think that would result in a much healthier relationship in the long run. My fourth prediction, I think Luna Nozawa is going to offer to quit Forrester Creations. And again, no weekly spoilers, but Luna has said so many times the reason she kept quiet was because she didn't want to ruin the relationship between RJ and his cousin Zenday Forrester. And right now we have RJ telling her he wants to be with her. He still cares about her. He hugged her. And, you know, his mom did say this is not her fault. Don't hold it against her. So I don't think he is. But the idea of her having to work with Zenday on Hope for the Future, especially if RJ's not going to be around, knowing that's going to eat at him, I think that Luna might decide that she would rather keep RJ in her life and give up her dream job at Forrester Creations, which is a terrible idea at that young age, to give up your dream job for a man. But that seems like the thing she might do, that she might sacrifice herself to help the cousins mend fences. I can see her making the offer. I don't see anybody taking her up on it, but maybe that would get Zenday and RJ to come to the table and go, okay, we don't want to ruin her life. We've got to figure this out amongst ourselves. Bold and the Beautiful is really good at building up to giant conflict and then backing off. So RJ punching him might have just been the whole end of it, and there may be no more conflict. That would be very typical of them. All right, my fifth and final prediction for Bold and the Beautiful. I think Lee Finnegan may try and let Sheila die in the emergency room again. So promo spoilers, we had, you know, them looking for Sheila. We saw Sheila looking to be in dire condition. Obviously, Finn's gonna do whatever first aid triage he can. They got to get her to the hospital. I just wonder, do you remember when Sheila was having that heart attack when she was being arrested in the alley, when the police had her down and nobody believed that she was, but then they raced her to the hospital because it was indeed a heart attack, and Lee Finnegan was just standing there watching her code, and the nurse, you know, had the paddles ready for her to shock her to the defibrillator thing, and Lee was not moving. And then Finn came in the room and was like, "Mom, what are you doing?" And, you know, saved her life, which ticked off his adoptive mother. I feel like we could totally get a replay of that because of how much Bold likes to repeat stuff. That if Sheila comes in really bad condition and Lee Finnegan is the doctor on duty, that might not go well. She may just stand back and go, "Meh, let her die. I don't care." Okay, those are all of our predictions. Drop your comments on what you are excited to see, where you think the storylines are going. Subscribe if you haven't. Definitely come back soon. We are here talking Bold and the Beautiful 7 days a week. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.